Over on the other side of Europe, Romania's capital, Bucharest, is home to a small but vibrant underground music scene. And yes, most of them sing in Romanian. Many of the musicians involved in the underground scene grew up in the suburbs, and their lyrics tend to reflect their experiences of social inequality. Radio Romania International's Cristina Tiberian takes a look at the country's alternative music scenes. Yeah. Dimineața mă trezesc, nu pot să zâmbesc. Într-o oglindă veche soartă în care mă privesc. Totuși e gost, stau pe pat afară, e norat, detest. Tot ce am în jur sunt încordat, viața e un test.
Underground music is a relatively new phenomenon in Romania. It emerged in the late 1990s and has become increasingly popular, not only with the socially underprivileged, but with people from many different walks of life. This is because much of the music critiques the harsh reality of everyday life in Romania. I wake up in the morning, I can't smile in my broken mirror. Everything is dirty, I crawl through life, counting the days. These are just the opening lyrics of a song about the deprivation and misery that many of the capital city's underprivileged have to live with every day. The band, Paraziti, along with others such as Luna Amară, Bița, Anonim, Cagula, are just some of the flag bearers of Romanian underground music. These bands and their fans see themselves as different from the trendies in the city centre, as Liviu Kelcea, who's an expert in urban sociology and director of the Centre for Cultural Research, explains.
After 1990, we have witnessed the emergence of a so-called local identity. For many young people, life, their social horizon, is limited to the suburbs, the neighborhood they were born in. They don't need to go downtown for a drink and view those who do as snobs. Their neighborhood can offer them everything. It is a microclimate with its own life and culture.
That's the band Luna Amară, or Bitter Moon in English. They're one of the most popular bands in the underground Romanian music scene. Their music is a combination of rock, punk and grunge, with lyrics that speak about inequality, lack of opportunities for certain social categories, as well as about political issues. Luna Amară are famous for their non-conformist direct style, which has caused the band to be censored on several occasions. Their lead singer, 27-year-old Mihnea Blidariu, isn't just a musician. He has a degree in Romanian ethnology and folklore and has just passed the entrance exam for the Faculty of Political Science in Bucharest. Blidariu sees his music as a type of protest and believes it can help change the way people think.
Your life experience has to revolve around the verb to care. People should stop thinking only of themselves and start caring about the rest of the community, because their actions always have repercussions within society as a whole. So if at some point you'll see huge crowds at our concerts, it will not mean that Luna Amară have softened their tone, but that the young generation has evolved and has finally understood our social message.
But then there are those who argue that using music as a form of protest is no excuse for poor quality music and foul language. One of these is Horia Moculescu, a well-known Romanian composer, pianist and talk show host.
Today, the so-called phenomenon of protest music is hardly any music at all. These people use musical patterns on top of which they put swear words for the sake of being cheered by 50 world-weary young people hanging around at street corners.
Back inside my nest. It's not my day today, it's obvious I don't belong.
English DJ and music journalist Tom Wilson has been living in Romania for several years and knows the music scene inside out. He sees the existence of underground music as a sign of a healthy Romanian music scene and says that it's just a matter of time before underground music becomes an accepted and even celebrated part of the country's urban culture.
there is always a time lag between something appearing and then something becoming accepted. A lot of people today, especially from an older generation, would listen to Parazizi and they would cover their ears and say, this isn't music. And I think that is the most juvenile response that you can have for a new piece of music. I think that's something that's happened throughout history. If you look at the Beatles had the Church of England coming out against them. They said, this is decadent, disgusting music. Now you can go to the Royal Albert Hall and hear Paul McCartney's songs, John Lennon's songs, orchestrated by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Tom Wilson says this shows the shift that has taken place in the course of the last 20 to 30 years.
Something starts off underground protest music and then it becomes absorbed into the establishment. I would like to think that in 30 years' time people will be doing orchestral arrangements of Luna Amara. It sounds ridiculous now, but it could happen.
That's an interesting thought. Just imagine what the Romanian Philharmonic could do with this. But that might defeat the purpose of this fascinating, thriving musical scene that protests against social inequality, poverty and political corruption in the Romanian society. From Bucharest, I am Cristina Tiberian, Radio Romania International.